The queue trailed out of the hospital gates and down the street. The stark warning of an imminent tidal wave of Omicron, prompting a massive surge of vaccine uptake at hundreds of vaccination centres across the UK. The Prime Minister visited a vaccination centre to see the work firsthand and broke the news of the UK's first Omicron-related death.
Omicron is producing hospitalisations and sadly at least one patient has now been confirmed to have died with Omicron. So I think the idea that this is somehow a milder version of the virus, I think that's something we need to set on one side and just recognise the sheer pace at which it accelerates through the population.
The mission to offer millions of booster jabs by December 31st will see 42 military planning teams deployed across every health region, extra vaccine sites and mobile units, extended clinic opening hours to allow people to be jabbed around the clock and at weekends, and the training of thousands more volunteer vaccinators. Hitting the government's target would mean 1 million jabs being put into people's arms every single day between now and the end of December, and that's never been achieved before. Currently, the NHS is managing around half of that. But the importance of trying has been emphasised by new modelling, which shows that in some circumstances, Omicron could cause double the number of hospitalisations that Delta did a year ago. And the booster jab gives 70% protection against infection. New rules on wearing masks and working from home have now also come into effect in England. Passenger numbers on public transport have dropped significantly and many businesses are cancelling their end-of-year parties. But there are determined pockets of political and public resistance to new restrictions.
I've been speaking to a lot of people. I don't think that the compliance will be as high as it has been in past lockdowns, simply because we've had this stint of basically no restrictions.
With the Christmas holiday less than 2 weeks away, it's going to be a race against time to avoid even more stringent restrictions. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, London.